Welcome to Pilot Dogs. We are happy to have you join us as a student and hope you are excited about the opportunity to increase your abilities to travel and live more independently. Section 1. Training. Your training starts the morning after you arrive. The first few training sessions with your guide dog mobility instructor are called Juno sessions. Your instructor will play the role of a dog, referred to as Juno, and will lead you by the harness as you begin to learn the instructions and gestures necessary to properly work with a dog. During these Juno sessions, it is important for you to act as naturally as possible. This will give your instructor accurate information about your travel situations, orientation and mobility skills, walking pace, and lifestyle. Juno training is just as important for seasoned pilot dog users as it is for first-time students. 2 to 3 days after your arrival is issue day, when you receive your new pilot dog. Section 2. Daily schedule. Other than meal times, the times listed below may vary, depending on class size, the weather, and the day's activity. 6:30 a.m. Relieve, feed, and water dog. 7:15 a.m. Breakfast. 8 a.m. Morning meeting, schedule review, start of guide dog training. 11:30 a.m. Return from training. Relieve and water dog. 12 p.m. Lunch. 1 p.m. Relieve dog. 1:15 p.m. Training session. 4:30 p.m. Feed, relieve, and water dog. 5 p.m. Dinner. Water dog after dinner. 6 p.m. Overview of training day and tomorrow's work. 8 p.m. Relieve dog. No more water after this. 8:15 p.m. Free time. Relieve dog as needed. 11 p.m. Quiet time. Sundays are a half day and we are usually done by 1 p.m. Section 3. Medical needs. Please note that Pilot Dogs does not employ certified medical personnel. If you require medical attention during training, a resident assistant will make arrangements for you with a local medical facility. Please check your prescriptions prior to arrival to ensure you have an adequate supply of medicine throughout your stay. Section 4. Accommodations and meals. Accommodations. Our student residence facility includes non-smoking, non-vaping private suites, and a resident assistant is on duty throughout your stay. Please keep your room neat for both you and your dog, and to allow us to clean it more efficiently. Suite amenities include private bathroom with a shower, queen-size bed with linens and pillows, bath towels and a bathrobe, desk and chair, closet with hangers and a dresser, small refrigerator, television with streaming TV, Amazon Echo, dog crate, Wi-Fi and high-speed internet access. Meals. We make every effort to accommodate your dietary needs and provide meals that are both pleasing and nutritional. If you follow a special diet, including medical, food allergies, or religious directives, you will have an opportunity to speak with our food service team prior to class or on the first morning of training. If you experience dietary concerns during training, please inform a food service team member and they will work with you to adjust your diet. Fresh fruit is always available in a bowl located in the dining room. If you have a special diet requiring snacks between meals, the snack will be given to you during the preceding meal. If you are ill, arrangements can be made to bring your meals to your room. Section 5. Linens. Bed linens are changed Saturday or Sunday and can be changed more often if necessary. Towels are changed on Mondays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and weekends. Additional blankets, pillows, and towels are available upon request. Section 6. Laundry facility. Our laundry facility and laundry supplies are free of charge. We have 3 washers and 3 dryers located in the laundry room, and staff will familiarize you with the machines. You will be supplied with a laundry bag to use during your stay, and you are responsible for doing your own laundry. Laundry machines are available Monday through Saturday after 5 p.m. and Sunday after 1 p.m. Please remove your items promptly after using the machines. If you have special requirements or allergies with laundry soap, Please alert your instructor or resident assistant. Section 7. Free time. Electronics. Feel free to bring your laptop, tablet, or smartphone, as we have Wi-Fi available. If you'd like to bring digital books, we have talking book players available for you to borrow. Going off campus. Building a bond and rapport with your new dog in the early days of training is important to create a good foundation and provide consistency for your new dog. We recommend you only leave campus for short periods of time, 2 hours maximum, in order to ensure you are creating an appropriate bond with your dog. Keep in mind that going off campus should not be a daily event. When leaving the campus, your dog must stay in your room and crated because training is not considered complete until the end of class. Should you need to leave, please schedule after normal working hours. Please notify an instructor or a resident assistant before leaving the building and let them know where you are going and when you will be back. This request is for your safety and so we can find you if needed. We can provide you with phone numbers for local transportation and a contact number to call if you cannot return on time. Our safety gate closes at 10 p.m. Your dog is solely your responsibility. You must be here for feeding, relieving times, and all scheduled class activities. Please take this into consideration before leaving campus. Visiting hours. Visiting hours are on Sundays from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on the second weekend of class. If you would like someone to visit at a different time, please make arrangements with your instructor. Children must be supervised by an adult at all times. Worship services. You are responsible for making your own transportation arrangements to local worship services. Contact a staff member with any questions regarding this policy. Remember, you cannot take the dog with you. The dog must stay in your room and crated during this time. Section 8. Security and safety. Campus security. Pilot Dogs has a system of closed-circuit cameras in hallways, office facilities, and kennels. A NightStay staff member will be in the student residence building throughout the night to assist with any questions or concerns. Students are prohibited from entering any bedroom except the one assigned to them. Students wishing to visit together may use common areas. All bedroom doors should be locked after retiring for the night. All campus buildings are gated, and doors will remain locked at night. Students are prohibited from entering the kitchen. Please ask a staff member for assistance if there is anything you need from the kitchen. Smoking and vaping policy. All Pilot Dogs facilities and vehicles are non-smoking. Smoking and vaping are allowed only outside of the campus building, in the relief square. Please discard cigarette butts in outside ashtrays only. For the safety of our dogs, do not throw cigarette butts on the ground. Please do not attempt to empty ashtrays. They are to be emptied by staff members only. Disposable vape pens are to be discarded in an appropriate waste bin. Illegal substances. Pilot Dogs believes in providing a safe and healthy environment for staff members, students, and volunteers, and is a drug-free zone with a zero-tolerance policy regarding the use of any illegal substances. If you have a prescription to use medical marijuana, please contact us to discuss. Social media policy. Pilot Dogs understands that social media can be a fun and rewarding way to share life events, information, and opinions with family, friends, and coworkers around the world. However, use of social media also presents certain risks and carries with it certain responsibilities. At Pilot Dogs, student privacy is of the utmost importance to us, and while we do encourage students to share their own stories, sharing photographs or any other identifying information of other students, names, hometown, etc., on any social media platform is strictly prohibited. This policy applies to all students of Pilot Dogs. Social media includes all means of communicating or posting information or content of any sort on the internet, including to your own or someone else's blog, journal or diary, personal website, social networking or affiliated website, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, etc., web bulletin board, or a chat room, whether or not associated or affiliated with Pilot Dogs, as well as any other form of electronic communication. Weapons. No weapons of any kind are permitted at Pilot Dogs. Non-harassment, non-retaliation. Pilot Dogs will not tolerate discrimination or harassment toward any staff member, student, or volunteer on any basis, including sex, age, race, color, physical or mental disability, marital status, veteran status, national origin, and/or religion. Pilot Dogs prohibits the harassment of anyone through ethnic, racist, sexist, religious, age, handicap, height, weight, marital jokes, or other derogatory or objectionable conduct. Appropriate disciplinary action will be taken against those in violation of this policy, up to and including immediate discharge, with or without a dog, at the sole discretion of Pilot Dogs. Pilot Dogs also strictly prohibits any retaliation against a staff member, student, or volunteer who, in good faith, has registered a complaint under this procedure. Fire evacuation procedure. Do not panic. Assume every fire alarm or indication of a fire is real and immediately leave the building. False alarms are against the law. If you discover a fire in your room or in a common area, do not attempt to put it out. Leave the building via the nearest exit. If your dog is with you on leash, take him with you. If your dog is not with you, leave the building without your dog. Team members will make every attempt to recover any dogs left behind. Do not re-enter the building to retrieve your dog. Every student suite exits to a hallway that has exits on both ends. Once you have evacuated the building, a staff member will direct you to a meeting point. There are numerous other areas that are accessible to you during your training, including a gym. Do not use these areas until a tour has been provided that includes identifying the emergency exits. Remember, the best way to avoid a fire is to exercise prevention. Section 9. Student Satisfaction. We are always working to improve our programs and services, and the best way for us to achieve this is by receiving feedback about your experience. You will have a weekly individual meeting with your instructor and the director of training during class to maintain open communication about your progress and goals, and to ensure that your training needs are being met. If at any time you have concerns about your training progress and need to speak with a supervisor, our door is always open. You can contact Jamie Massey, the Director of Training, or our CEO, Jim Alloway. We also encourage you to call, write, or email us with any comments, suggestions, or concerns at any time. We look forward to meeting you and trust you will have a rewarding and fulfilling experience improving your independent travel skills. Welcome to the Pilot Dogs family. Final section. From the CEO. How can we help?
Please always remember that Pilot Dogs is here to help, and this team takes that responsibility very seriously. If you experience any feelings of frustration, unhappiness, or lack of success, please do not hesitate to call and allow Pilot Dogs the opportunity to remedy any questions, issues, or concerns you may have. Grateful to be able to help. Jim Alloway, CEO.